Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Now it's time for another Guy Benson Show, Benson Bite, where we bring you the day's most interesting interviews in a bite-sized package. For the full episode, visit GuyBensonShow.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Joining me now is U.S. Senator Shelley Moore Capita, a Republican of West Virginia. And it is great to have you on the show, Senator. Welcome.
Thank you, Guy. Nice to be on. Thank you.
I just want to quickly get your reaction to, number one, in this Trump trial, the judge apparently today threatening that if Trump continues to speak out on the trial, he might throw him behind bars. That's quite a statement and quite a state of affairs in a republic like ours, is it not?
It really is. I mean, I think that you see, I think our eyes are opened a bit during the Trump trial, this one and the last one, really the powers of the judges, the attitudes of the New York judges, being from more of a Southern origin here myself, it's rather startling. I think at the same time that the judge is just really inflaming those that believe that President Trump is being, singled out and treated unfairly. And so if the whole point is to try to, humiliate him, I think it may have the opposite effect. I don't know. But, I did see that he's put the hammer down.
Yeah. And I can almost imagine Trump almost rooting to spend a night in jail. It's sort of daring the judge to do
that.
You know, like it's like, all right, this is how far they're willing to go. And I will note, as I often do, the judge in this case donated to Joe Biden. So he's a political donor of Donald Trump's political opponent, which is just kind of a fairly significant factor here. Senator, also this other story that's breaking right now. We know that there was a meeting earlier, a phone call between our president and the leader of Israel. And the White House read out saying that Biden warned Netanyahu against a Rafah operation. He said and made it very clear that the administration is against a Rafah operation. And now the Rafah operation is reportedly underway. You heard me mentioning that. It's like when Joe Biden tells anyone don't, it happens. It's almost guaranteed, which it's not even a punchline or funny. It's actually quite scary when our allies are being undermined and attacked, I think, by the American president, and they're forced to ignore him. And when our enemies ignore him because they don't believe him and they view him as like weak and incoherent, it's a dangerous state of affairs in the world.
Well, I wonder too, is this a foreign policy strategy to just say don't, and that's supposed to have the effect that the president thinks should happen? I mean, if he's telling Iran, don't even think about attacking, and you see what happens. They just turned right around and shot 350 or so drones right at Israel. It shows you that they're unafraid of what President Biden says. They're unafraid of what consequences are, because there aren't any, and I think it just shows a certain weakness. Then you know, the president keeps trying to ride both sides of this issue in terms of what Israel should be allowed to do in terms of rooting out Hamas. He never goes back to what happened on October the 7th, mm-hmm. where the brutality and cruelty of which operating under a ceasefire, Hamas attacked Israel and used brutal sex as a and mutilation as a as an instrument of war. I mean, we got to keep reminding people this is the mindset of what Israel's trying to get rid of in their neighborhood. And so I think that you're right. I do think it portrays weakness. And I think at the same time, is he wink, wink, nod, nodding behind the curtain saying, oh, well, I told you not to do that, but go ahead and do that. I mean, you can't even tell if that's the case.
No, that's also scary, yeah. Right? It was this sort of a tacit go ahead or is it not? We don't know. And I wonder if the Israelis really know. They're clearly deciding to do what they have to do in their own national interest over at least the public opposition of the U.S. government, which is just, I think, disgraceful. And you're talking about sort of the riding both sides of this for Biden. One of the panders that they floated, this was last week, was the possibility of importing refugees from Gaza into the United States. And we know what public opinion looks like in Gaza when it comes to October 7th in the United States and anti-Semitism. I mean, it's a deeply sick and broken culture. They're saying, oh, well, these people would be limited people and we'd be vetting them. I just can't imagine that there's a lot of confidence among the American people in sufficient vetting, given everything we know about Gaza. Why are they even putting this out there? Because it was not denied by the White House.
That astounds me, Guy. I mean, why are they putting it out there? Why is that a top priority? I mean, let's just look at what the president did. We still have American hostages that are still in Gaza. We don't know if they're alive. We don't know how many other hostages have been killed there because Gaza will not come forward with any kind of truthful information, least of all, release them. We know that this president walked away from the Afghan interpreters that served alongside our U.S. troops, just left them there to be dealt with by the Taliban. I mean, that shows you, and yet he's willing to open the doors to people that we don't know that have obviously that some could have ties to the most extreme elements. And so, you know, I think it's important to note that Jordan and Egypt, they're not taking Gaza refugees during this conflict.
Right.
So I think what he's trying to do is tell the campus demonstrators and the other radicals in this country, I'm listening to you. And so
I'm kind of with you.
The American heart.
Yeah, we're with Israel, but we're also with you. And the thing is, no one believes him. The Israelis don't believe him. The Hamas supporters don't believe him. He's impressing and satisfying no one. It's like the worst of all worlds. Very quickly, a minute left, Senator. Yes. An issue affecting your state directly, these new EPA regulations. Just your review of what you're seeing so far in less than a minute.
Well, this is the Biden administration honestly violating the law. They are overreaching what Congress's intent is in the area of environmental air quality rules. The Supreme Court did already turn down the Clean Power Plan almost a year ago, and this is just another attempt at that. And it will throw out all of our coal miners. It will close our coal plants, and this is at a time when we're going to have a much greater demand for our electricity. So it makes no sense to me at all, and it's very punitive to certain parts of the country.
Senator Shelley Moore Capito, Republican of West Virginia, making her first appearance here on The Guy Benson Show, and very much I hope it's not your last. We'd love to have you back soon.
I hope so, too. Thanks, Guy.
Thank you, Senator.
That was yet another Benson Bite. For full episodes of The Guy Benson Show, go to GuyBensonShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Clay Travis. Join me for Outkick the Show as we dive deep into a mix of topics. New episodes available Monday to Friday on your favorite podcast platform and watch directly on outkick.com/watch.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.